Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's summertime, perfect for a musical ride down a river. A musical picture of the Amazon River, imagined by contemporary American composer Philip Glass in a piece called Aguas da Amazonia, or Waters of the Amazon. Here Now, classical music opinionator Fran Hoffner is here to be our river guide today of sorts. Hi, Fran.
Hi.
And why are you finding yourself drawn to this music right now?
I think this Philip Glass suite is so exciting and unpredictable, and it's completely just matching the mood of how exciting and unpredictable this summer feels to me.
Do you mean because we're emerging from this pandemic?
Yeah, and you know, you're seeing people you haven't seen in so long, all of these new sort of developments in everyone's lives. It's a piece of music I listen to, and it sounds new to me every time I hear it.
The music was composed in the 1990s for the Brazilian dance group Grupo Corpo. How do you think this music conveys movement or bodies of water?
It's super rhythmic. It's really percussion heavy. There's just sort of a constant movement to it. You know, more classical and romantic composers will write about water, but there's usually kind of either a stillness or there's too much drama, like crashing waves. There's just sort of a steadiness to this Glass suite that I really enjoy when I listen to it.
Glass combined a lot of musical styles, and we're listening to a recording by the Brazilian group Wakichi, and it's using custom-made instruments there. How would you characterize the sound of the piece we're hearing?
You know, it's a little jazzy, but not in a big band sense or in an abstract way. I just think there's a lot of character to the music. And I also think it's really cinematic. I actually got into Philip Glass through his film scores. And so this
right.
suite, you know, it's written for a dance company. It just feels, I don't know, it's very moving. It's very cinematic for me to listen to.
I know you pointed out that what we're listening to now is similar to Etude No. 2, which Glass wrote in 1995 at around the same time. And just to put Philip Glass into a little bit more of context here, let's hear some of that. Similarities there, Fran?
It's a really similar melody to the one at the core of the last movement, which is just called Amazon River. And to me, you know, there's something really adaptive about Glass's work, and I think it's easy as a spectator to be like, when a composer finishes a piece, it's done. But that's often not the case. You have composers returning to themes all throughout their careers, and this just feels like a really good example of maybe a melody he couldn't get out of his head.
And he's known as a minimalist, right? And I feel like you can kind of hear that here, too.
Yeah, definitely. There's like a tricky simplicity to it, where you know it's more complicated than the way it sounds, but to the ear it feels, I don't know, very easy listening. And I mean that in the nicest sense of the phrase, easy listening.
I hear you. I do. Aguas de Amazonia has 9 sections, and each one represents a different river in Brazil. So let's hear another one. This is Wakichi's version of the Japura. About this one?
I love the way all the instruments just build on top of each other while there's that steady, you know, percussive heartbeat in the background. I find it really both soothing and thrilling to listen to. It's like it's
kind
you know
ominous,
underscoring something really intense. Yeah, it's a little scary too. But I can't get enough of it. I think it's that really beautiful, repetitive, you know, heartbeat is so cool.
This next section is named for the Madeira River. Some similarities in that one as well, but this one sounds less ominous, more playful almost. And it's probably the most well-known of the pieces here.
I think this is the most famous one, and to me it's also because I think this movement is maybe the most exciting or cinematic without it having that ominous undertone to it. It just feels so triumphant. This was the first movement of this suite that I had ever heard. I just heard it on the radio one day, and sometimes you'll just hear something and you'll be like, I have to know what this is. What is this? It really took my breath away.
Well, and this is a recording by Wakichi, but why don't we listen to a different version of it? This is the same piece recorded by the Leipzig Radio Symphony Orchestra. So, 2 different versions, same piece. I'm wondering, do you hear echoes of any other classical composers in this music? I feel like maybe in that version, that seemed a little more apparent.
Yeah, I think once it's transposed into, you know, a traditional symphony orchestra, I definitely hear a little bit of Dvorak and Ravel, these composers who I feel like were interacting with the land and with nature. And there's even a little bit of, like, Copland and Bernstein to it as well, with these huge swells of feeling. It certainly feels like it's underscoring like a big heroic moment in, I don't know, a very exciting movie.
Do you know if Glass went out and researched all these rivers? Did he travel to Brazil and try to...
I know he definitely went to Brazil. I'm not sure if he made it onto all of these rivers, but I know he spent some time there during the composition of this suite. I can't imagine not going once, you know, going out to the river once he was down there.
Yeah, how do you write about the Amazon through music without feeling it, right? And some people may find it kind of hard to get in to Glass's music. Why do you think that is? And what do you say to people if they're looking for a way in?
I think people are very quick to call Glass's music weird because it doesn't sound like Mozart or Beethoven, but he's in conversation and drawing on a lot of classical traditions while also doing his own, you know, very modern thing. But I find his music way more approachable. Like, I think any kind of music, most kinds of music want to be heard, and therefore there is some avenue for Glass for everyone. I got into him through his film scores, and that may be how a layperson would get into his music. But I find it so rewarding and challenging and exciting to listen to because he brings, I don't know, so much personality to his compositions.
Fran Hoffner here and now's classical music opinionator talking about Philip Glass's Aguas da Amazonia. Fran, you were a very good guide. Now all we need is like a life vest and a canoe.
Yeah, safe paddling ahead.
Keep away from the piranhas. Fran, thank you very much.
Thank you.